back. Este dominguito nice and lovely for International Women's Day. Saluda a todas esas mujeres that are out there listening today. And of course, los hombres that are actually supporting these wonderful, strong women. So I am not against men. I'm just giving the holiday some props for sure. We have to give props to those men, like I said, that help build part of this foundation. And I say part because a great part is the women putting of their part para que esto sea una gran parte. But with that said, felicidades a todas esas mujeres, débiles y fuertes. It doesn't matter. You know, we always have our strong points, ya sea de fuerza o fuerza mental. So much props to you for this day. And my hugs to you and kisses in the building, in the studio. We have la hermosa Magali. And she's talking to us about living with MS. And her wonderful husband is here. They were telling me, you know, during the little mini commercial break that you guys are going to Jamaica. Oh my goodness, that is phenomenal. I mean, it's not very often a lot of people go to Jamaica, especially to renew their vows, right?
I'm excited.
Yes. I'm excited for you guys. You know, you usually hear like, oh, I'm going to Mexico, at least us. Family, we don't see ourselves traveling outside of the norm.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
So I thought my vacation to Maui was like outside the norm.
Yeah.
And I went, now it's going to be 2 years ago, 2 years far gone. And I just can't wait to go back. I thought Maui was really, really like a spot to remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we love traveling. We love the beach and we love the Caribbean. We've traveled before and we've loved it. And I kind of use it
to your advantage.
Yeah, because I learned that being closer to the equator mm-hmm. makes people with MS feel better.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. So normally the heat is kind of bad for her.
Yeah.
Because she gets a lot tired a lot quicker, and it doesn't really help her out a lot. But we took a trip to Aruba once, and it was hot, but she was doing so amazing out there. She hardly ever, like,
complained.
I guess
and
you could
I reached
say.
Out to my neurologist. I was like,
I think this is Blanco Mania, right?
I told him, I was like, I guess I have to stay here. No, I reached out to my neurologist, and I'm like, is it just because I'm on vacation? Like, what is? And then she was like, no. She's like, the closer you are to the equator, you will feel better. And I'm like,
and
okay,
yeah,
fine.
So statistics show that the further you get, the more people have it, I guess. So further up to the north, there's a lot more cases,
there's a
I
lot
guess.
More cases. So I was looking at this, actually, I'm looking at Healthline online because it has the United States divided in half, mm-hmm. pretty much. And mm-hmm. so it was telling the northern states have 110 to 140 cases per 100,000 mm-hmm. people, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then the southern states have from 57 to 78 cases per 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought that was interesting, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying here, but now that makes a lot of sense. And I'm glad you guys mentioned that, because I'm like, well, that's rare. What's in the northern states that there aren't, que no hay, you know, in the southern states?
Mm-hmm. Sunshine.
Yeah, literally.
Well, yeah, Southern California, I'm thinking about Texas, and I'm thinking about Florida and, you know, all these humid East Coast states.
And it's mm-hmm. crazy because humidity, the heat makes people with MS feel worse, mm-hmm. yet somehow.
Yeah.
Because people with MS, like, for example, myself, my vitamin D is really low. No matter how much I take, I cannot.
Can you absorb it? I mean, vitamin D, or is it just, it flows in once you take it, then it just flows right out?
So I should be out in the sun, but it's like, it's hard because the sun also makes me feel worse. It's kind of just like, at what cost, mm-hmm. you know? I've been taking, like, so much vitamin D, and, like, they draw my blood, and here I am again, back to being, like, vitamin D deficient. It's like,
that's crazy.
It's like, come mm-hmm. on.
So that's just one thing that you have to live with, that you can't absorb it as mm-hmm. easy as any, you know, any of us.
Yeah.
Right.
So now that I wanted to get into talking about familia and kind of like, you were diagnosed back in 2016. And so how did the dominoes fall? I mean, or did we stand tall and everyone has just been so supportive?
Yeah. No, my family's been really supportive. Okay. It was just my personal challenge was I had to first understand what MS was, mm-hmm. and then I had to understand it enough to translate it in Spanish to my parents.
That's tough.
And it's just like, you don't want to say the wrong thing. but you also have to be like realistic. Yeah. And it was just, and that's where my biggest challenge was, where I'm still processing my diagnosis. I'm still grieving my diagnosis. Like, I'm not the person I used to be, mm-hmm. body wise, mm-hmm. Health wise. And now here is my family, my parents or his parents, really worried about me. And it's like, okay, now how do I?
What was the biggest fear? I think it was probably death, right? Yeah. It's like, te vas a morir.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you actually like bring it down a couple levels before?
While still making it seem like it's real, you know, while still getting your point across. With MS, like, one of the biggest things, like, is fatigue. You know, it's one thing being tired, and it's another thing having fatigue.
Yeah.
So that's another, like, really big thing. So we were almost, 2 years into being married? We were, like, a year and a half and being into married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here I am, like, throughout the day just wanting to sleep, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to be like, this girl's just lazy. Like, she just wants to, you got the wrong girl. You know, so that's where we had to take that upon ourselves to teach them.
I'm seeing a pattern here. I'm seeing beaches and beach bums.
Yeah. So.
You know, I think that's actually kind of good, because I visited Nayarit. Mm-hmm. I've been to San Blas, and I'm like, girl, I'd be on that beach all day long.
Oh, yes. Do you blame us?
I'm like, no, it's just beautiful. Warm water, warm, nice, humid heat. So how do you do out there? Do you do well in Mexico?
So I haven't been in a long time. We've been to Cancun. I did not do good in Cancun.
It was just too hot there.
It was like ridiculous.
At that time.
Yeah. That's just wrong for anybody.
Okay, so Aruba is
right.
Ni modo. Okay, so now you said you've been this kind of champion with communication. You are talking to your parents. How about friends? Your friend circle. Did they change at all?
No, that's what I was worried about. I was worried about our family and our friends changing, kind of just like, oh, don't bring her. But if anything, like, it's grown me closer to all my loved ones.
No,
like,
that's so sweet.
They've shown me love in different ways that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I know they love me, but for them to actually go above and beyond and help take care of me, and like, on my bad days they're there, and on my good days we're, you know, celebrating little accomplishments. So I've been blessed. I always tell them, like, I don't know how, whether it's MS or any other illness or disease or anything, mm-hmm. I don't know how people get through it by themselves. I know for a fact I'm a people person. I need energy. I need that to keep me going as a person.
Positive force.
And mostly, mm-hmm. Having this diagnosis, I fell into really deep depression when I was first diagnosed, mm-hmm. just because I'm like, what is this? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, did I do something? Like, could I have avoided this? And to have that love and support from all my loved ones, like, I could have not done it by myself.
Yeah. I think people fall further into depression, and that would be a different show, talking about how if you don't surround yourselves, if you want to go at this alone, and it's so hard. I know that there are people that are diagnosed day in and day out, and they decide to close the door before opening it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I got to get through this by myself. And it's so hard.
And that's why I decided to be so open about it, because once mm-hmm. I started landing myself in depression, I'm like, this isn't working for me.
Right.
So I started, I'm like, worst that can happen is people don't accept me, and I've got my husband, I've got my family, I've got my friends. Like, what else can I ask for, you know?
Right.
And then I started being open, like, with my niece. I have two nieces and two nephews, and I started being open with them at their age level, just because I didn't want them to be like, oh, like, Tia Magalis just wants to sleep today. She doesn't want to hang out with us, or she doesn't, you know, like, she says she can't walk, but okay, you know, so it was just, I had to be real with them.
Right.
But also keep in mind of their age.
Yeah. No, and it's understandable. Again, for them, they're looking at, like, there's no cut.
Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. There's no cast. She's she's great. So I thought maybe there was going to be a little bit of ugly. I think maybe the ugly comes into treatment when you're feeling bad. And so kind of just finishing off the show, I would really like to get into the deep dive, and especially with your husband being here, you know, what has been the hardest thing to go through as being, you know, her Magali's husband?
I get to see her every day, every hour when we're not at work or whatever. So I get to see her bad days, and it hurts me, like, not being able to help her. Like, when her legs go numb, I just want to, like, here, take my legs, you know, walk. Like, it pains me seeing her in pain, or when she hits a little bit of depression or something like that. I in my own way, I try to cheer her up, even if I annoy her, but
I just try to bring her back. She's a lucky girl, for sure. You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. I'm
like, I know.
We need our own room.
I know.
Separate, please. Yeah.
I know. Wait, can I get another studio, please?
Yeah, it's just hard seeing her on her bad days, and but you know, I just try to get her through it. You know, we know, you know, MS, it's something that she has forever, but like her little relapses or whatever are temporary. So it's just get her through this one, and you know, get to the good days again. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So and Magali, what do you think, like, if you're looking at your husband, like, what kind of makes you kind of think, like, híjole, I'm putting him through this? Do you ever have days like that?
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going through your mind?
Okay, don't make me cry now. No, but when, you know, like, all jokes aside, I tell him that if I would have had MS before I met him, I probably wouldn't have gotten married.
Really?
Just because to have him go through that is it's hard, you know, like,
it's butt kicking.
There's days where we want to do something and like my body doesn't allow it. Like we've been on vacation and I'm like, I know you really want to do that, but I can't do it. I'm like, you go for it. And he's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, okay. You know, and to carry that is just, it's a lot. Like, he always reminds me, he's like, I love you regardless, I will be here regardless. And it's just, I know, but it's just, it's hard for me to carry that sometimes. That I'm like, I know you didn't sign up for this, and that's what's hard.
And I think at the end of the day, I don't think you even signed up for this. Yeah. So I think that you don't have a choice.
Exactly.
So limiting ourselves to la felicidad, oh my gosh, I would have kicked your butt if I would have known he was after you and you didn't want him. Oh my gosh, I'd be knocking on your door.
But going back to that though, I was the one approaching him.
There you go.
I'm the one that made the first move. He was just like,
hard to get.
He's like, yeah, whatever.
Really?
But But she's going back to, I did want to, going back to kind of the ugly, I just want to remind people, like, just not with that mess, but with life itself. We go through challenges, we go through obstacles, we go through, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And some of us, like me, I'm an open book. You ask me and I'll talk to you. Yeah. Other people just aren't like that. When, you know, about like a year ago, they gave me a handicap placard.
Okay.
And I would not use it by myself because of the fear of getting off and walking like I was fine.
Yeah.
So one day I did use it by myself and he was in with me and I came back to an ugly note on my car.
Really?
And it was just like, you know, like, did you forget your wheelchair? Or like, well, and it was just common. Like, it was such an ugly note. Like, I'm still like building that up to like use it when by myself when I'm alone, just because I'm like, you know, I'll park a little bit farther if it means not hearing it from someone.
That's horrible.
And that was in Napa. So that's what I mean. Like, you never know what someone's going through. You never know what kind of day they're having. Your comment may just throw it off for them.
And I'm really glad that you're stating that because, I mean, we don't know the luggage that they're carrying, baggage, mm-hmm. I don't know, a whole house on their shoulder, a whole, you know, career, losing their job. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, we don't know what we don't know.
Right. Yeah. We're quick to judge. And yeah. We just don't know the real story.
You know, and now that you're saying this, I think there was a bad note or there was something online that I had read. I was going to talk about homelessness here shortly in one of the upcoming shows. And one thing that came up was, I'm not giving this guy any of my money. He has brand new shoes on and a brand new sweater. And I'm like, did you ever think that maybe the shelter gave it to him?
Yeah.
I'm like, because I don't think they give out used shoes for feet infections, you know, what do I know? So, you know, we're really quick to judge about, you know, what people are doing, or they're drug addicts, and we don't know what got them there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person, like, I always tell them, like, I see, like, a homeless person, or I see this or that, and I'm like, what brought this person to that point in their life? What have they been through? It wasn't, they didn't wake up one day and were like, I'm going to choose this lifestyle. Right. And that's where you just have to be gentle with your words and with your actions, or even with the way you look at people. It's just that really hits home just because of that note. Like, I posted on my Instagram that day and I'm like, this is what I have to go through.
That's horrible.
But I kept on going back to and reading it. So I just erased it. I was like, this isn't doing any good for me.
No, it's like, so I have a lot of files of bad mail. I mean, I do the radio. I am a politician for Napa Valley Unified School District. I sit on their board and acting president. So all of our decisions, we're making them based on children, your children, everyone's children. And so they're not always well, received by the community. So I have a lot of hate mail. But I also have a few pieces of good mail. And I tend to come back to those pieces of good mail. The other ones are in a box. And to the where I'm getting with this point is I'll have enough hate mail. I'll get to burn it one day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be kindling one of these days for something. Because you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to let it go. And you can't please everyone. And perception will always be around. I mean, all we can do is be the best version of ourselves every single day.
Yeah.
I can't handle what everybody else can't see.
Right.
And I think that's something that's super key for you. I like commend you because to me, you seem like a very strong individual. If I would have sat here and said, oh, she has MS or she's going through something, I would have never imagined. Yeah. And it was really through the eyes of other folks that say, I really know her. She's really great. I got a couple of like, oh my gosh, I know her. I can't wait to have you have her on the show. So it was really nice to hear that, you know, the community knows what you're doing and they know that you're a strong individual. They know you have MS and they're like, she's telling the story. Let her tell her story because it's phenomenal. It's great.
And my goal in life is just to be to someone who I've needed, and whatever that may look like, That's my goal, and that's what I want to accomplish. If I can help someone get through even a portion of what
they're going through,
then I'm doing my job.
With MS, and I don't think we discussed this, and I'm going to go to a commercial break right after this. Is there anything that weakens, like flu or any other, you know, illnesses that may come about? Like, let's just say, for example, especially with coronavirus out, don't want to talk about that or take up the airwaves with that because it's already been taken.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the common flu or a cold, what does that look like for you?
My immune system is really weak, really weak. So if someone is, and my loved ones have known, if they're sick, I can't be near them. Because I will get sick and
they
coming
can't be near you.
Coming back from that is really challenging. You know, like let's say a flu. I don't know. Let's say the flu takes a week for someone. It might take like 2 or 3 for me.
Yeah.
So
and right now, I don't know the strain that's out there before this coronavirus. At least it lasted 3 weeks. So it will take you over a month.
Yeah.
To completely recover.
Just know that, you know, like.
Get away from me.
Yes.
I'll tell them, get away from my galley if you have a cold or the flu.
It's like I tell people, like, treat me like a baby. Like, that's my immune system.
No me toques, no me jales los cachetes. Keep your hands to yourself. All right. So I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. In the house, we have my galley and her wonderful husband. We are talking about MS and her wonderful story. We're going to get back. We're going to give it closure. And then we're going to keep celebrating El Día Internacional de la Mujer. So please stay tuned. This is KVON La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM.
Otro abrazo y un café. Apenas me desperté y al mirarte recordé que ya todo lo encontré en tu mano, en mi mano. De todo escapamos juntos, ver el sol caer. Vamos pa' la playa, pa' curarte el alma. Cierra la pantalla, abre la medalla. Todo en el Caribe, viendo tu cintura. Tú le coqueteas, tú eres un cabullo. Me gusta lento.
sol está caliente y vamos a disfrutar el ambiente. Vamos a meternos pa'l agua pa' que veas qué rico se siente. Y vamos a tropical con toda la costa chinchorreal. De chinchorro a chinchorro paramos a darnos una medalla bien fría pa' bajar la sequía. Un poco de bombal y unos tragos de sangría pa' que te suelte. De coquito y como dice Ponzi, vamos a darle despacito pa' que te suelte poco a poquito, porque pa' vacilar no hay que salir de Puerto Rico.
Vamos pa' la playa pa' curarte el alma. Cierra la pantalla, abre la medalla. Todo en el Caribe viendo tu cintura, tú le coqueteas, tú eres un cabulla. Y vamos pa' la playa.
Violento, te puse reggaetón pa' que me baje ese cuerpo. Métele hasta abajo, está duro ese movimiento. El único testigo que tenemos aquí es el viento. Y dale, métele cintura, mátame con tu hermosura. Mira cómo me frontea, porque sabe que está dura.
Calma, mi vida, con calma, que nada hace falta. Si estamos juntitos andando. Calma, mi vida, con calma, que nada hace falta. Si estamos
bailando.
Vamos pa' la playa, pa' curarte el alma. Cierra la pantalla, abre la medalla. Todo en el Caribe, viendo tu cintura. Tú le coqueteas, tú eres un cabulla. Vamos pa' la playa, pa' curarte el alma. Cierra la pantalla, abre la medalla. Todo en el Caribe, viendo tu cintura.
Favorite song from Magali, of course, by special request, Pedro Capo and Farruko. Calma, vamos para la playa, of course. I totally love that song. So, anyhow, I wanted to get back on the airwaves and let everyone know that I have the beautiful, the wonderful Magali talking on Women's International Day. Y luego también su esposo talking about how he's doing, how's he coping, because this is also something that we don't talk about. It's kind of the extended family, como es que... hablamos sobre las enfermedades. We were talking a little bit about taboos. We were talking a lot about vacation because we're ready. Hence why we're going to vacation soon to Jamaica, right?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, yes.
And I'm a little jelly, but that's all right. That's okay. I know, right? And I wanted to congratulate you guys on your anniversary coming up and your renewing of the vows.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
I know. Very excited. I think my sister did that not too long ago, or actually my brother-in-law asked her to marry him again, but he hasn't really done it yet, but he's like, oh my God, me estoy amarrando el cuello otra vez. And I'm like, shut up. It's so cute. That reinforces the love that's already
right.
There.
Yeah.
If you missed the show, I have to say, hear it on replay. It will be on replay on Thursday from 10 to 11. And we're going to be talking about MS. So claro, if you're hearing it on the replay, hey, qué bueno y buenos días. Because that one does play during the morning. And we're talking about MS. And so before I close the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about the risk factors of multiple sclerosis. And what I had found out was the ratio of women with MS to men may be as high as 3 or 4 to 1. Mm-hmm. And then there's a 15% chance have one or more family members or relatives who also have MS, which that's not the case with Magali. And then there was one last statistic of identical twins have 1 in 3 chances to also have the disease. So it's kind of crazy. And you were telling me that chances of you having, you know, a child, it would increase those chances whether or not your child had MS or not. So, and even though we say that it's not hereditary, hereditario, I could say it better in Spanish than in English, that it would be contracted to one of our family members, one of our babies. Mm-hmm. With that, how would you like to close the show, Magali? And I ask you that freely because this is you speaking about MS and what's important for the community to know, or your our family members that are going through this. Yeah. You know, they're not alone, of course. And of course, call Magali. Call Magali. She's an MS champ.
I think, you know, I just want to say thank you to all my loved ones and the community for also allowing me to be so open. Mm-hmm. And for example, like when I got that bad note, I mean, it's one bad note versus hundreds of people that are supporting me. Yeah. It's like, you know what? No, not going to do it. You're not going to beat me. Also just check in with your friends and loved ones, no matter what they're going through. I mean, we're all going through something. So if we can get through it together, then that's always better. And then ask questions. I mean, if the person's open, ask questions. Mm-hmm. Like for my infusions, a note about, so something about me, I have really bad veins. So really? For my infusions, they could not find my veins.
And I have really good veins. I almost look like I'm a, like I do stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no.
People have told me that. They're like, dang, yeah. Like you could see your veins from here. I'm like, stop looking.
No, and I have tattoos on my arms, so I made it even harder for them to find it. I'm like, sorry. So I recently got a chest port.
Okay.
And that's how they access that's where they put the IV and so on. So now I just got it in December. So now with summer coming around, I know people are going to see it and stuff. So I'm like, just ask questions. Like,
yeah.
And as long as a person's open, I mean, if you ask a question, they can just be like, you know
it
what?
Could be as easy as, what is that?
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Do you know you have something on your chest? You know? So yeah, that's kind of, what about you?
I don't know.
I'm just going to chime in really quick. I think it's important, like you say, to ask those questions because what's the worst answer you can get? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or no,
I'm not ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's really important. I do really lousy at hospitals. If my friend is at the hospital, I'm like, I'll just call them when they get out. Because I'm really, really bad. I'm really bad visiting, not even just friends, family. Like anytime I have to go to the hospital, I know it seems like such a taboo or cliche, but it really does. Like I try not to go to the hospital mm-hmm. as much as I can. If it's something like, okay, terminal, and I'm like, oh gosh, I really got to go to the hospital. When I know that someone's going to get out, or it was just a small episode of something, like an asthma attack or something, then...
You also have to protect yourself. If you're mentally not ready, it's like, how much, you know, whether it's your case or someone else, like, are you going to help or are you going to make things worse, you know?
I feel like I make things worse.
So it's like...
like, if I touch you, am I going to make you worse?
Right.
You know, and I'm not a germaphobe by any means. That's my older sister, Jessica Martin. You know who you are. But, you know, I do consider, like, when I have a flu, I'm in quarantine in my house, not because I was told I need to, but I don't think it's fair that I am, like, infecting everybody else.
Right.
My mom has... she has a weak immune system too, so mm-hmm. she can't be around people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people get sick, I'm like, you need to go home. Yeah. You need to take care of yourself.
Right.
Or we have to remind family, like, she is easily to get sick. So, you know, away she goes. Well, I have to thank you both for being here on a Sunday.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
Of course. And then, of course, what I always like to do, La Hora is always open. Están bienvenidos to come back. It would be really nice to, like, continue this. I'd love to talk about, you know, the port and, you know, how that's all going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we're just... barely touching the first layer of what MS is and how you're living with it. I think it would be nice to, you know, get other stories too, because you said you have non-progressive.
Mm-hmm.
What does a progressive look like?
Yeah.
And even if they're willing to share that story, because if it's progressive, there'll probably be some people that don't want to talk about it.
Right.
So you missed a wonderful show. Saludos, shout out to La Familia.
Thank you.
And so I'm sure you could say hello to your family and everybody that's watching or listening to you on the airwaves or on Facebook Live. And again, thank you so much for everyone listening to the story. And this is, I think you said March is the day
MS
for
Awareness Month.
Hey,
yeah.
Right on the dollar, right?
Perfect timing.
Yeah. It happened how it was supposed to.
Yeah. Yes. So MS Awareness, we will be talking about cystic fibrosis in the month of May. And then, of course, for Pride, we will be talking to the LGBTQ community. I know I missed a letter there somewhere, but that's one of the things we want to talk about once we come in June. So please stay tuned. Claro que tengan bonito domingo. This was your host, Isela Martin, on KVON, 1440 AM, La Hora with Isela. Hasta la próxima, mi valle. Bye-bye.